Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we are here every single Monday through Friday. So this is our final day of the week. Of course, we'll be back on Monday. But in the meantime, we're going to continue our conversation with Alfred Mira. And as you notice, in this conversation, we basically just talk back and forth about different things. We're going to start talking about Thomas Aquinas. We're going to end talking about Mother Teresa. But we just kind of talk back and forth, which really is something that I think we need to do more as a community, which is one of the great things that we can talk about maybe over coffee or whatever the case may be when you're at your local parish. We're trying to start coffee hour here. And that is to be able to talk about what the homily was, talk about what we believe, and talk about the different aspects of what it means to be a Catholic. As you know, Alfred is a man or a great artist, but about 2 years ago, he lost his eyesight to his, well, a lot of it has to do with his age. But in fact, we thought a great opportunity for him to share his faith, which he loved to do through his art, through also speaking on the radio. So we're here now in episode 4 of our latest series. This is one of 3 series we have with Alfred Mira. So let's switch over to that right now. Did you ever study any Thomas Aquinas?
Oh, one of my favorites, but only because, when you say, a little bit. I didn't study much at all, but he's quoted all the time.
Yes, yes, he
and
is.
Even when I was a child, my father used to like to talk about him.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Really, yeah. Was your father, so your father was obviously very, very much into studying the faith as you are.
Well, he was more devotional. Mm-hmm. In those days, the Catholics didn't read the Bible. They would just said, you say your prayers.
Oh,
I shut just up and sit back there and say your prayers or follow it in at St. Joseph's.
Now, I have to say this. You do realize that every evangelical listening to this radio show right now is going to say, see, we told you so. Because a lot of people have said that Catholics are told not to read the Bible.
Well, they were told that because there were so many different problems arising from people's own imagination.
Mm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And they can interpret it 10,000 different ways if there's 10,000 different people going to read the same phrase. It's just amazing how many people can't get it because they don't see the target, the bullseye.
Hmm.
I am the truth. Well, what are you talking about, Jesus? Yes, don't you know what I mean? I mean that when you look at me, you see all the reality that you can possibly digest. And then there's another galaxy where you'll have more of this stuff. Oh, I don't know. Am I getting off?
No, you're doing fine. But one of the things you just reminded me of, not to quote myself, but what was it I said on Sunday? About science gives us, because we believe in faith and science, then we can take our understanding of science to the farthest edges. So we can, you know, really appreciate the James Webb telescope. But it's the faith that gives us, also seeing that gives us what science cannot.
Of course, yes.
Mm.
Science is not geared to, unless it's the kind of science we call theology or philosophy, or those kind of spiritual things that God the Father created, you know,
mm-hmm.
all the things spiritual as well as physical.
Well, let me throw this in, because as the church teaches, all revelation is completed in Jesus Christ. So there's no new revelation, but our understanding of revelation is getting deeper all the time. The more
yes, that's because the Holy Spirit is teaching us all things. Mm. First of all, it's not only one of us that he's teaching all things to. Mm-hmm. It's to all of us he's teaching all things to. Mm. So when I listen to you or you read Thomas Aquinas or St. Vincent de Sales or anybody, then you are learning from the Holy Spirit who is teaching us all, starting from the day that our Lord Jesus gave out that loud shout on the on his cross before he bowed his head and gave up his spirit to his...
Okay. And everything before that, too.
Whatever that tacks into this situation, you probably know why you said that.
Well, yeah, everything we learned through the prophets.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. God is continually teaching us until the end of time all that we need to know while we're still human beings. He wants us to know. And then the end will come, and then with a flash, we will be judged and shown our place in heaven, if we hope.
You know, that brings up something I was thinking of. Now that just went right out of my head as well. But let me see if I can get it back. So we're always learning this, and as you say, we're actually learning not just individually, but as the human race.
Well, as the kingdom of God. Those who are in the kingdom of God.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, okay. So there we are deepening our faith because the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, is guiding us to understand things. And we're all learning that from each other. But then we also have to be able to know enough to be able to say when we say or someone else says something that's not exactly right, to say, well, no, you're close there, but you're not right.
Well, that's the wonderful ability of human beings to actually work together to describe, to understand our Lord himself. You have to talk about what he told you. And then you say, wow, yeah. And this other person says, yeah, I had that too, but from this perspective. And so we build the concept up by loving all. Well, that's what our Lord said. You'll be my disciples if you love one another. In other words, if you can really get together and talk like I created you to talk, then you would actually find it very easy to learn more and more stuff. And let's have a hint. As soon as you get rid of your selfishness, then you'll see more clearly as well. Because that selfishness is the business of the Holy Spirit, and he's got to clean out those nasty little corners in our souls where there's all that tendency to sin still.
Now,
awake.
I want to ask you what you thought of this. I've been thinking, you know, we're living in a time where people are really turning away from the Lord more and more.
Oh, yes.
But I think that those who are seeking the Lord are also coming to a deeper understanding of God in a way that maybe others in other times wouldn't understand to the same level, because it's almost like, okay, these people can't know me because they choose not to, so I'm going to teach you more of who I am so that you will understand why they're wrong and where our world is.
Yeah, I see. It's all part of the whole battle for survival of the facts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a good way to put it.
I'm trying to sit down now.
Okay.
Father, I guess we are surprised by our effort here to glorify God.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember Saint Mother Teresa's expression, tell your plans to God and watch him laugh.
Yeah, I know. That's mm-hmm. right.
Well, this ends another week here on the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts. Have yourself a blessed weekend, and we will see you again on Monday at 3 o'clock here on WROL. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.